This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, in for Terry Gross. For the second half of our Father's Day show, we've got three musical sons telling stories about their respective dads. First up, Jimmy Dale Gilmore. Gilmore is a singer from West Texas who writes songs that would be described as alternative country. But in 2005, 5 years after his father died of ALS, Gilmore recorded an album of classic country songs called Come On Back. It was dedicated to his late father and featured songs his father loved, including one by Jimmy Rogers, for whom Jimmy Dale Gilmore was named. Gilmore visited Terry in the Fresh Air Studios in 2005. He brought his guitar and also brought guitarist Robbie Gerso, who accompanies him on the Come On Back CD.
Welcome, everyone, to Fresh Air. It's really a pleasure to have you here. Jimmy Dale Gilmore, this new CD is dedicated to your father, who died a few years ago. I want you to start with a song, Pick Me Up On Your Way Down. And what did this song mean to your dad?
Well, actually, it represents an entire style that I really associate with him. It's this old, it's honky-tonk dance music is what it amounts to. And it is one particular one that he really loved. I have this memory of him just, with his kind of head tossed back and with his eyes closed, just grinning when this kind of music was on.
Would you play it for us?
Yeah.
One, two. You were mine for just a while. Now you're putting on the style, and you never once look back at your home across the track. You're the gossip of the town, but my heart can still be found where you tossed it on the ground. Pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down when you're blue and all alone. When their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy, and they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down.
That's the way we fake being the band playing the song.
And that's Jimmy Dale Gilmore on guitar and singing Robbie Gerso, who's singing harmonies and playing guitar. And that song is from Jimmy Dale Gilmore's new CD, Come On Back. That sounded really great. As we mentioned before, the CD is dedicated to your father, who died of Lou Gehrig's disease. Did he introduce you to country music?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He was from my very, very earliest memories, that music was always pervasive. You know, it was radio. We didn't have a phonograph until I was actually in high school.
Wow, that's pretty late.
And but my dad, we always had the radio going, you know, and my dad played. So he would be sitting around the house playing his guitar along with the radio, or actually, you know, sometimes playing that with bands for dances.
And you quote a great advertisement for a dance that he was playing, where he apparently he was one of the first musicians in West Texas to use a solid body electric guitar.
That's right.
So would you describe that ad?
Yeah, it said, at this time, when I was very small, we lived in Tulia, Texas, from the time till I was about 5 years old, and on a dairy farm. And my mom recently, you know, a few years ago, found a little clipping from the Tulia Herald, little tiny ad that said, dance at the VFW Hall featuring, with the Swingaroos featuring Brian Gilmore and his electric guitar.
That's great.
This is such a novelty.
So did your father teach you guitar, or did you learn that on your own?
He taught me just a little bit. He taught me how to play Wildwood Flower. The thing is that I fell in love with the acoustic guitar, and my dad was an electric player. Mm-hmm. And I never did, to my regret now, I never did really learn to play the electric well. I can fumble through with it. But I just learned. My dad taught me a tiny amount, and then I kind of went off into really more in the folk and blues direction as I was learning to play.
I want you to do another song from your new CD, Come On Back. And the song I'm going to ask you to play is a Johnny Cash song called Train of Love. But tell us first how you first heard Johnny Cash and what he meant to you.
Well, I may have heard a few of his recordings on the radio a little bit. This is when I was very young. But my first real memory of it was my dad took my sister and I to see Johnny Cash with Elvis Presley. And I was about 12. I think she was about 10. And it was, I've often said that I suspect that that night completely determined the rest of my, I think that was one of those places where a little deflection happened, that I loved that music so much. I loved both of them.
Boy, I wish I was at that concert. It must have been really early in their career, right after they both signed with Sun Records, concert with Presley and Cash. Wow. Well, would you do that song for us, Train of Love?
Yeah, I will.
Train of love's a-coming, big black wheels a-humming, sweethearts waiting at the station, happy hearts a-drumming. Oh, train men, tell me maybe, ain't you got my baby? Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Train of love's a-leaving, leaving my heart. But early and late I sit and wait, because I'm still believing, oh, we'll walk away together, though I might wait forever. Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Love's a-going, and I got ways of knowing. You're leaving other people's lovers, but my own keeps going. Oh, train men, tell me maybe, ain't you got my baby? Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine.
Jimmy Dale Gilmore, visiting Terry Gross in the Fresh Air Studios in 2005. The CD dedicated to his father is called Come On Back.